USA Radio News with John Hunt.
During this time of marches over the death of George Floyd and inequality, Dr. Anthony Fauci spoke on MSNBC about things that minority populations need to be better protected against the coronavirus.
There's a much higher rate that give you a greater risk for serious disease among minority, particularly the African-American population. That's diabetes. That's blood pressure increases, hypertension, obesity. So what we need to do as a society immediately is to make sure that the resources to give them the best possible chance with identification, isolation, and contact tracing to prevent the spread within those populations.
Dr. Fauci also shared his concerns regarding the protesters not practicing, about the protesters not practicing proper social distancing or wearing masks. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back to back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis, he was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive the special radio offer by using discount code USA.
As the pandemic continues, the May jobs report was better than expected, and USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Over 2.5 million jobs were re-added to the economy last month, and the unemployment rate fell to 13.3%, when many analysts expected it might have risen further to about 20%. President Trump saying at the White House,
"We had the greatest economy in the history of the world, and that strength let us get through this horrible pandemic."
The man Trump's expected to face in November, Democrat Joe Biden, said he's encouraged by the numbers, but adds,
"I was disturbed, however, to see the president crowing when there's so much more work to be done."
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tropical depression Cristobal is continuing to gather strengths and has its sights set for a direct hit on the Gulf states of America this weekend. The storm has sustained winds of over 50 miles an hour. The National Hurricane Center has issued a tropical storm watch for parts of the Yucatan Peninsula, including Cozumel and Cancun. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Bankrupt JCPenney has planned to immediately shut down 154 stores across the United States, with going-out-of-business sales set to begin at those locations on June 12. The 118-year-old retailer plans to close a grand total of 242 locations by September. JCPenney's declared bankruptcy in May. It's one of the many brick-and-mortar stores forced to temporarily close locations in April and May as the coronavirus pandemic raced across the United States. Although the shutdowns pushed the retailer closer to insolvency, the company had been struggling for years with changing consumer taste and a shift to e-commerce. The co-founder of Reddit, Alexis Ohanian, announced that he's resigning from the board of the company.
"I have resigned as a member of the Reddit board. I've urged them to fill my seat with a black candidate, and I will use future gains on my Reddit stock to serve the black community, chiefly to curb racial hate. And I'm starting with a pledge of $1 million to Colin Kaepernick's Know Your Rights camp."
Ohanian, who co-founded Reddit 15 years ago, announced his resignation in a blog post. He said it's long overdue for him to do the right thing amid the ongoing protest against police brutality following the death of George Floyd. Ohanian married tennis superstar Serena Williams in September 2017, and the couple gave birth to their daughter, Alexis, the same year. Keep yourself updated anytime at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.